the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who believes belongs to the truth, listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This feast of Christ the King is difficult to preach on because today we don't picture Christ as someone lording it over us. Instead, we picture someone who's sort of my soulmate, in whom I can confide my anxieties, my hopes, my fears, my disappointments. And so images change through the centuries. The Catholic Church in Italy recently held a national congress. They gathered in the cathedral in Florence, 2,500 people, every bishop from Italy, over 1,000 priests, and over 1,000 lay people. Pope Francis went up to Florence and addressed them in the longest talk of his pontificate, 49 minutes. And he said to them that the church has fallen trapped to two ancient philosophies. The first is Pelagianism. Pelagianism was a very early philosophy which said that I can save myself. And Francis said what the church has done over the centuries is set up structures, rules, laws, regulations, and then we establish the mindset that if I fit into those structures, I keep all the rules, the laws, the regulations, I'll be saved. But Pope Francis said only the mercy of Jesus Christ saves us. The second philosophy, he says, which the church has fallen trapped to, is called Gnosticism. Gnosticism says that we pay no attention to the material things of the world and we focus only on the spiritual. And Pope Francis said if we do that, then we don't see the face of the poor. And until we respond to the face of the poor, he says we will not experience the mercy of Jesus Christ. He then went on to say to them, because of all this, the church can, it will, and it must change. Change is difficult for people. We're seeing that right now in our own diocese with the reconfiguration of our Catholic schools, a process that is probably the only thing that's going to save those schools. But it's difficult and unsettling for people. And if change comes, remember what we've talked about before. We just don't lump everything in our faith into one bundle. It's differentiated. At the top is the doctrine. If you're my age, do you remember? Credo in unum Deum, patrum omnipotentem, factorum caelia terra. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. The format changed from Latin to English, but the content didn't change, and it can't change. Underneath the doctrine are all the teachings of the church, the whole of our sexual ethic, etc. Those teachings have changed through the centuries and probably will continue to change. Under the doctrine and the teachings are the disciplines. Do you remember when we couldn't eat meat on Friday? That changed. Do you remember the harsh regulations for Lent? That changed. Priestly celibacy is a discipline. They'll probably change that when I'm 97 years old. And under the doctrines and the teachings and the disciplines are the practices. Some people say the station, some say the rosary. Some people like a Latin mass as opposed to the English mass. And so remember, if change comes, where it fits in the category, because the doctrine is not going to change. But in order to be part of the modern world, the church can, it will, and it must change. Amen.